Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Wednesday. It is always good to be out and about, and we are. It is a city spotlight on Liberty, Missouri. We are broadcasting live today from Conrad's in Liberty. And one thing I have learned about this place, 42 taps.
Oh.
42 different taps. I feel like if I made it my goal to try them all today, it would be a bad call for the drive home. But I will make this a life goal to try 42 taps of beer.
Point me to the whiskey section, please. Let's see. I'm looking. I think it's this top shelf on this end.
Yeah, you're close.
Of the bar.
One, two, three. Wow, there's like 7, 9, 10 different kinds over
Let's
there.
Let's see. I see a Tullamore that I like.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's 10:05. Bar's open, baby.
Boss is not
Bar
here.
Is open.
They opened early for us, right?
They did.
Not normally open till 11 o'clock, but here we are, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
What? No problem.
Nothing wrong with that.
We're a long way from the boss's office right now. I think go for it.
There is a hot rumor that my wife is going to be bringing a special guest up here later, so I may not have to worry about that drive on the way back home. How about that?
Leave a car or what?
Yeah, you know.
It's a long way to come get a car from your house.
Friendly,
you know?
Liberty. You know, nothing wrong with that. We got some special guests that are going to be joining us out here. Want to invite you to come down to Conrad's. It's real easy to get to off 152. You just, if you get up, we're coming from the city. Get off at 152 and turn right. It'll be on the left-hand side, right by the big Crowley's Furniture. You can't miss us. Come on in. Lots of great seating. Great parking as well. And again, 42 different taps, full menu, great liquor selection. So come on out and say hello. As we do with City Spotlights, we let you know, and you hopefully get to learn a little bit more about whatever city we're in. Today it's Liberty, Missouri, and Liberty Public Relations Manager Sarah Cook is up on stage with us today. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Welcome to the bar.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's a little early, but you know, whatever.
I wish I could imbibe, but not today.
See, somebody on this stage has to be responsible.
So one of the things that we were talking about on the morning show this morning, as we jump right into it here, is some of the construction that's going to be coming on 152. And people always get scared of construction, and it's always, you know, kind of a painful process when it's happening. But when it's all done, tell us what's going to be happening and how that's going to improve traffic in and out of here.
We look at it as kind of short-term pain for long-term gain. It's going to improve traffic flow immensely through that area. It is a congested area, and we're going to be widening adding lanes, widening turn lanes, adding a new bridge, and the traffic flow is just going to be immense. And we've made some improvements in other areas of town to give traffic flow east to west in anticipation of this, so hopefully it won't be as bad. There are lots of ways for people to get around.
When does that start? When does that work begin?
It'll start in the spring, so probably right after school.
If it ever thaws, is what you're saying.
If it ever thaws, right.
And I heard about 4 months is what it'll take?
4 months for the bridge, and then the entire work will probably lead into 2020, but...
Do you need the traffic capacity? I assume you wouldn't be doing a project like that if you didn't, because I've been around for quite a while to see Liberty grow quite a bit.
Yes. Oh, I mean, the traffic flow through that area, especially during rush hour, can be really congested, so it's going to provide a great amount of relief in that area.
How long have you guys been screaming, we need to fix that problem? Because it seems like, as you mentioned, it's not a quick fix.
Well, and they made a short-term fix maybe 8-10 years ago, and it wasn't just enough. We really need a wider bridge, and so we've been kind of clamoring with that and working with MoDOT to make that happen.
I had mentioned before we came on the air to you that when we do these city spotlights and we go to different parts of the metro here, it's always great to see how big things are getting. And man, you get off 152 and you drive through, you guys have everything in Liberty.
There's a lot going on between retail development, housing development, commercial development. I mean, there's everything. So it's, you know, we're not the sleepy little town north of Kansas City.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You know, we're a busy, bustling place.
Talk to us about some of the things that are coming up. You mentioned a park and some improvements. What should we be excited about development-wise?
Well, you know, our residents have been really supportive of some new initiatives, so we're going to be making some huge improvements in our parks. We've got improvements going into 10 neighborhood parks, some small, some big, but one of the bigger things is a new inclusive playground that will be going in at City Park, as well as a new spray ground. And that's in design phase, so it's not quite going to happen this year, but in the next year and a half, 2 years.
What is an inclusive park?
It will be a park that's designed for people of all abilities and all ages. So it's really for everybody.
It's really a trend. I don't know who else is doing it, but I feel like the last couple of times that we've been out and we talked to cities about what they're doing, that inclusive park idea is really becoming more popular of a thing for cities to add.
Well, you know, we have lots of people in our community that have different abilities, and we want to make sure that they can enjoy the amenities that we have here, and it's not just for, you know, able-bodied kids.
Can you talk to me about the population of Liberty a little bit? Mm-hmm. And I'm always curious to know, metro-wide, where people live versus where they work. Mm-hmm. And you're just far enough out of, you know, that out of downtown. I'm curious to know the population that you have here, if they work elsewhere or if they live and work here, or who you've got coming in to go to work.
I think we've got a pretty good mix. We do have some industry that brings people in between Ford and LMV. We have folks that come in there. We have folks that commute, and we have our population is about 31,000. Our school district serves about a population of 60,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a big area. And we have a lot of folks who work from home, you know, so it's a really diverse mix.
It is a city spotlight on Liberty, Missouri. Liberty Public Relations Manager Sarah Cook is joining us out here live at Conrad's in Liberty on 98.1 KMBZ. I mean, 60,000. That's a heck of a school district.
That is a heck of a school
district. That's pretty impressive. It is, when you look at that school district, you look at the population like Jamie was talking about, is there room to grow? I mean, obviously you and your boss, Mr. Mayor, is going to say, absolutely there's room to grow, but is there room now?
There is, actually. We just finished phase two of South Liberty Parkway on the south side of town, and that opened up 1,000 acres for residential and commercial development. So there is plenty of room for more.
Is there want for more business to come in here? I mean, are you hearing from businesses, we want to get into Liberty, we want to get into Liberty? Are you getting the requests?
I think so. And even in Liberty Commons, we have a new steakhouse coming in, Salt House. Steakhouse?
Sure.
Saltgrass Steakhouse. They're coming in. So, I mean, we do have, and that's going to be a unique amenity here in the metro. It's nowhere else.
What don't you have? I'm always curious to know. What's on your wish list? Well, if you could snap your fingers, what are you angling for?
I don't know. We have a lot. Look around. We have just about everything you could want.
Oh,
right,
there's always new things that you can have. Don't say that. There's always new things you can have.
We were joking about this a little tongue-in-cheek. But how did you get the voters to vote yes on some taxes that are building things around the area? Because that's not a statewide feeling that, yes, let's tax X because we need X.
I think our voters are appreciative of all that we have done in the past. Every time we've made a promise to do something with this administration, with these elected officials, they followed through. So they recognize that if we say we're going to build an animal shelter or we're going to build a new park, they recognize that it's going to get done. And I think that goes a long way in getting voter approval.
Are there any other major projects that are on the horizon after you get through this bridge and some of this redevelopment we were talking about on 152?
Well, I think the parks are a big one, and the animal shelter, that's going to be a $2.7 million project.
Wow.
We're going from a 1,200 square foot facility to a 7,300 square foot facility. So
that's slightly bigger.
Yeah.
That's slightly bigger.
Replacing a 45-year-old building. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Anything? Who do you work with the most city-wise in terms of other cities that you team up with or other cities that you coordinate with the most?
Well, and that's a hard question because public safety obviously has mutual aid with everybody. We do a lot with Kansas City and with MoDOT just in terms of getting those transportation projects done. They're helping on this one. They were involved in the one up on 291 north on over 35. So, I mean, those communities. But, you know, we do work with Kearney and Smithville and a lot of those and Kansas City, and we look at Lee Summit and Liberty Gladstone.
And I thought of it specifically about the animal shelter, given that we've mm-hmm. heard a lot about, you know, the struggles locally with some of the animal shelters mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Do we have enough animal shelter capacity? And I'm certain that'll help once yours opens.
Well, and we only take from Liberty proper those animals, but we will have the capacity to expand, and we are definitely open to looking at partnerships with other communities for that.
Well, thank you for coming out here. We want to say thank you so much for coming out here and helping us, you know, learn a little bit more about Liberty. Some people may not know everything there is to know about Liberty, but thank you again for joining us out here, and continued success.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We are live out here at Conrad's in Liberty. That was Sarah Cook, Liberty Public Relations Manager.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.